Exclusive: Madeleine Brehm speaks of son's murder, blasts Alvin Bragg, left soft on crime policies. By Hannah Knudsen on July 18, 2024. Madeleine Brehm, a mother who lost her son, Afghanistan veteran Sergeant Hassan Khoria, in 2018, said two of her son's murderers are walking free today. Blasting soft on crime policies that are reigning in blue cities and discussing her transformation from Democrat to Republican. Brehm, a former Democrat, said the people who murdered her son had more rights and consideration than my son, than the victim, explaining that Democrats did not care about her story, as it was not a case of gun violence, but knife violence. Hassan, she said, was stabbed to death by four people he did not know and died at the scene from a fatal stab wound to his heart, noting that Hassan's father was also stabbed 12 times but was revived by EMS. So it could have been much more. Could have been two dead bodies instead of one. Fast forward, four people were apprehended, two brothers, a sister and a friend. So this is a family of homicidal maniacs between the ages of 35 and 40 years old, she said, explaining that the men have extensive criminal histories. Repeat predicate, violent felony offenders and no business being out. So, a strong trial with murder and gang, a gang assault case was built against these four people. The entire incident was captured on video. It worked its way through the Manhattan criminal court system under the old district attorney. And they built a strong priority murder case. All of a sudden, Alvin Bragg is elected. Alvin Bragg is handed the strong trial, she said. Explaining that Bragg, who also targeted former President Donald Trump, completely dismissed the murder and gang assault charges against two of the people involved in the murder. Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle noted that two of her son's murderers are walking free. Yes, yes, and the actual one with the knife, you know. They declined to take him to trial and gave him a sweetheart plea deal of 20 years, she said, noting that the man's brother got 20 years. Watch. So two people got 20 years. One got 14 months, time served, charged with assault with a shoe. All right, something that they never heard of, very similar to Trump charges that you never heard of. You don't even know what the charges are. And then another one was sentenced to 7 years, she said, blasting the complete failure and breakdown in our system. What was going through my mind was watching the people who murdered my son have more rights and consideration than my son, than the victim, and this is what we're seeing across the board, she said, pointing to bail reform laws. There's no closure, there's no justice. And I reached out to the entire apparatus of New York City. You know, all the elected officials, all the nonprofits, all of that, and they all shunned me because my son, none of them called you back. No, my son was stabbed to death and not shot to death. So the story did not fit their gun violence narrative, she said, explaining that Republicans, Rudy Giuliani specifically, heard her out and asked how he could help her. I was Democrat because it says if you're black, you vote Democrat, she said, discussing her transformation, as she voted for Obama twice and Hillary Clinton in 2016 before moving to Trump in 2020. Everybody voted Democrat, and I never really paid attention what they did or what they didn't do, you know. So it didn't make any difference. So 45 years blindly, like most of us, right? Blindly, just vote for Democrats and get nothing in return for our votes. So when my son was killed and I saw the way, the Democrats stabbed me in the back, right? And the Republicans are the ones that reach out to me. That's when I decided, you know what, I'm on the wrong side, she said, praising the kindness of former President Donald Trump. He's so kind. He's so gentle, she said, noting he remembered her name. He said, I love you. I love your son, you know? He signed everybody's hat, he stood next to me. He took the picture, you know. So he looked me in my eyes. He is a gentle guy, a gentle giant, she said.